Steve, I imagine you're a pretty frustrated man.
Frustrated. Do you know, for 35 minutes when we scored, it's the best we've played for a long time. I was really delighted with our attitude towards it against a team that we knew who had 8 or 9 new players, 10 new players, a new atmosphere here around the place. And I was delighted with us. And unfortunately, we've gifted them a goal and gives them a lift. And then against 10 men, we didn't move the ball quickly enough or create enough. And we still had enough chances. Mm. We've missed some gilt-edged chances. So, yes, there's always a frustration when you don't win against 10 men. But we'll move on and live to fight another day.
Looking at some of the positives, McGinn's delivery again for the goal. And his delivery is going to be a problem for any defence to deal with.
Well, again, he's had a really smashing game. You know, he was a couple in the second half where he just made the wrong choice, but he's definitely learning to that. Look, he's done very, very well, and it was a great ball in for the goal, and it was good to see Codger scoring again, which will give him a lift. I thought he had his best game for a long, long time. Codger, he was a nuisance and a threat to them, but against 10 men we found it more difficult, how ironic, than we did against 11, which was frustrating.
Goalkeepers can be heroes and villains in split seconds. You have to put your arm around
Of course. Look, he's made a wrong decision, and but he's got to get over that. It's unfortunate that it happens. He'll adapt to playing in England, I think. You know, a big long throw coming in, and you know the physicality of it. So he'll only get better, I'm sure of that.
But overall, it feels a disappointment, but a point away from home is never normally bad news.
Look, we've had a decent start. It could have been better. We could have been sitting here. We're 3 out of 3. Mm. It's not the case. We take a point. We didn't have much to change it with in terms of attacking players. You know, so you know we'll address that. We know we're a bit late in there in that situation, especially with 2 people injured, with young Keenan and of course Scotty Hogan, with injuries. Then you know we know that what we need to do, and it would be nice to have a fresh pair of legs coming on and a little bit something different up the top end of the pitch. And but we'll look to try and improve on that.
Yeah, I mean, I ask you nearly every day, I see you, what's going on with that. But how important is it for you to get somebody in?
Oh, well, look, at the end of the day, Mark, I think you always make wrong decisions when they're rash ones. So they've got to be of the right quality. Otherwise, it's pointless just bringing in a body. We have to have people who can improve the squad, improve the team. And, of course, that's difficult. So we'll have to wait. We're quietly confident that we'll get 1 or 2 over the line, and still a couple of weeks to go, and a lot to play for.